walking side by side with them. The devil walks their rooster.
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show, and with us online from Beverly Hills is Ted Bell from the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. And Ted's of Beverly Hills. Did you guys hear the news on this? The big game lottery was won. And I don't have any idea what the big game lottery is. Forgive me. I live on the West Coast. Out here we have the California Lottery. I did live in Minnesota. A few years ago in Minneapolis, and they had the Powerball up there. Is this the same? Might be. Maybe they've changed the name. Two winning tickets. The total payout, $366 million. One ticket matching the numbers drawn Tuesday night in the lottery was sold at Mr. K's party shop in a Detroit suburb of Shelby Township, Michigan lottery spokeswoman Sarah Lapshin said. And the second winning ticket was sold in northwestern Chicago suburb of Lake Zurich, said Lori Montana, director of the Illinois Lottery. So these are all lotteries that are hooked together. It's called Big Game. $366 million. Interesting. I ran into Ted here at our studios at the Premier Radio Networks. And, Ted, you were over here pitching a show idea? Ted, where are you at, man? Are you with me?
Yeah, right here, Phil.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
You were over here pitching a show idea?
I was, Phil. I was over talking to Bob Hadley over there, and I had an idea on a show where you can inform or educate. I don't know whether you want to call it inform or educate, but it's a way of talking to people who have just made some money. I want to throw a statistic at you, Phil, and I want to throw it at the rest of your audience. There are more millionaires in America today than ever before in the history of our country. What does that tell you about a great country like America? Isn't that something?
There are more millionaires now?
There are more millionaires now than ever before. Doesn't that say something beautiful about our country? It also says there's a lot of new money floating around out there. Now, that presents a little bit of a problem. And the problem is that you've got a lot of people who have a lot of money and they don't know how to act. And I'm trying to find the right way to put this, but they are the nouveau riche, and they're acting in ways that says new money. I'll give you an example.
Yeah, give us an example, because I'm not sure I know what you mean.
I'll give you an example. Just because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, and a convertible Mercedes-Benz, let's say, doesn't mean you look good in it. Just because you drive a Mercedes-Benz doesn't mean people aren't laughing behind your back when you drive away, all right?
Now, what does that mean?
What that means is you've got a lot of new money out there. People who have this money, they go and nervously buy things because they're hoping it'll get them into a club that they don't yet belong in. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter how much money you make. Can you get into my club? Now, here's what I mean by my club.
Yeah, you know, when you say my club, how much? I'm not going to ask you how much money you're worth. I know you're worth a lot of money.
All right.
Let me ask you, you live in Beverly Hills?
I do, yeah.
All right, so you're wealthy, and I take it that your money is old money?
No, Phil, I would call my money old money because that's money that's been in a family for a long time. I made my money myself. I made my money through the sweat of my brow. I'm a very, very tough worker, and I made a lot of money. I made close to $40 million the first 40 years of my life, and I'm very, very proud of that.
And how old are you now?
I'm 50 years, just turned 50. I've never felt better. I've never looked better. I've got a great life. And what I'm trying to say, Phil, is a lot of people want to get into the club that I belong to, which is the long-time money, business money. Who are the winners? Okay, who are the losers? That's what we got to talk about, all right? It's important because America today has a large upper class, and you got a lot of money out there, Phil, and the people don't know what to do with it.
All right, Ted Bell is with us. Now, what was the show you were pitching over here today?
Well, the show was a program. what I want to do is, and I'm doing this in conjunction with KFI in Los Angeles and Wood Talk Radio, Wood Radio in Grand Rapids. What I want to do is, and with the Premier Radio Networks, I want to get a show on the air, How to Act When You're Rich. In other words, it's time to wipe the boogers in a tissue on a handkerchief and not on the back of the headboard. You know what I'm saying? It's time to take your finger out of your nose. And you got so many people out there who are making money and they don't know what to do or how to act. So coming on your program is a first step. And here's what I want to do.
What do you mean coming on my program? In other words, you've got a lot of people out there, people listening to me who are new millionaires?
Well, no. I think what we have listening to your program are people who'd like to be millionaires but aren't. Okay.
So I don't have any of the nouveau riche.
I don't mean anything by that.
No, I understand. I mean, but you're saying that there's people listening to my show that would like to be rich.
Can I speak directly to them?
To my audience?
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell, and I know a lot of you. I make, and I knock on wood, a lot of money. To people out there that have made a lot of money, God help them, they need advice. And I'm not talking about necessarily financial advice. I'm talking about how to behave. Let me go with 1 through 6, okay, Phil?
Go ahead.
If you've made a lot of money, there's a thing called a lawyer. Hire one, because I can tell you they're going to help you. 2, don't tell anybody that you've made a lot of money, because all the white trash in your family is going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to want to borrow some.
That's assuming that they have white trash in their family.
That's assuming that, yeah. 3, and this is really important, Phil, because when you make an awful lot of money, you really want to begin to protect yourself. People know you have money, and the home security system is only the first step. I really, really believe in electrified fences. I really do. And I'll tell
electrified fences?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll tell you why, because a lot of times you'll buy a new home, you've made a lot of money, people want to walk by your house and stare at you and lean against your fence and call up to you and stare at you. People want to stare at Ted Bell. I don't want them staring at me. That's why I have an electrified fence. And I can tell you something.
Isn't that dangerous?
No, you put a warning on it.
You put up a warning sign. Yeah, because anybody could come along. What about dogs or cats?
Hey, I'm only interested in saving the lives of people.
Have you killed, not killed anybody, God forbid, but have any animals fallen afoul of this thing?
You know that my daughter got really upset because there was a cat that she really liked. It was a neighborhood cat that would come around. We found this thing cooked over on Brereton, you know, the Brereton side of my property.
I'm sorry?
On the Brereton side.
You found the cat cooked?
Yeah, it was wrapped in the fence, cooked. It also keeps birds off your fence, and it keeps all that bird stuff off the new fence. And so it's a very good thing. So I'm a big believer in electrified fences. Hire undocumented workers, because naturalized citizens is nouveau riche. Everybody knows your new money. If you hire an undocumented worker, in other words, a worker that is an illegal immigrant, your old money. Play the stock market. Invest in what we call inevitables. That is money that you can't lose. Erectile dysfunction. What do you call it? Cemeteries and prisons that are privatized, and here's a good test, and I don't know, can I give you a test, Phil?
What are you talking about here, Ted?
I'm talking about how to act when you have money. You got 2 new winners of the lottery out there, $366 million.
So far, you've been telling me, and you've been talking to my audience about hire a lawyer, they're really good, don't tell anybody, your white trash relatives are going to find out you have the money, and get your fence electrified.
I'm a big believer in that.
Electrified fences.
That's right. Let me just try something, okay? Pronounce this, C-A-V-I-A-R.
C-A-V-I-A-R, caviar.
Very good. Okay, try this one, C-R-E-P-E.
C-R-E-P-E is crepe.
Okay, I'm very impressed. That's two out of three. You want to go for 3 for 3?
Yes.
Going to go three for three?
Yes, I'm going 3 for 3.
All right. C-H-A-N-D-E-L-I-E-R.
C-H-A... Chandelier.
Wow. Wow. That, I'm going to tell you, that it's probably because you're educated.
Those were 3 words that...
No, but those are 3 words that your audience would have a very hard time with. And
all right, now hold on for a minute. We're talking with Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. He's proposing a new show to be syndicated... How to Be Rich is the name of the show, right?
That's right. And what we're going to do, Phil, is we're going to tell people how to behave, how to spend their money when you hit the lottery. This is specifically for people that hit the lottery. And, you know, and we're talking about people that generally have little or no breeding or training because they're generally lower-class people that hit the lottery. You, if you know what to do, have got yourself a ton of fun and a ton of socializing. But let's quit it. Let's stop. Just because you can afford to drive a Jaguar doesn't mean you don't look like a complete ass when you're driving it, okay? The goal is to not look like a complete ass while you're doing something, okay? And that's what if I do anything in this world, Phil, what I want to do is keep people from, after they win the lottery, from looking like a complete ass.
How many people do you think win a lottery in a year?
Oh, win the lottery in a year? I don't know, maybe 50.
And you got a radio show devoted to 50 people? And
it's not just them, Phil. It's the people who are out there who wish they could be rich. I'm Ted Bell.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to Ted Bell on the Phil Henry Show here about when you hit it big and you make a lot of money in the lottery, what to do with it and how to spend it. Here is West Haven on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
When you hit it big and you make a lot of money in the lottery.
Oh, God. Did you tell her to turn her radio down?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, could you turn the radio down?
Go ahead. I'm here.
Okay, well, you're on the air now, ma'am.
The thing that I'm trying to make the point is...
No, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Here's a lady that was hanging on. She was told to turn her radio down. She doesn't know anything about it. This is what I'm talking about.
Go ahead, ma'am.
The point that you need to be thankful for is that God has blessed you. And it's not about claiming the denomination. You know what?
Ted Bell works for what he's got. Ted Bell works.
The thing that's going to come back to bite you in your behind is that you are not grateful for what you have.
Man, I love what I have.
Sooner or later, there's going to be somebody who gets your wisdom.
Ted Bell appreciates what he has because Ted Bell earned what he has.
You know what? It's about earning and appreciate how you got there. And apparently you forgot. Either you climbed the ladder and you remember that it's a long fall down.
What did I say that makes you think I forgot?
The fact of the matter is that you're ignorant to the fact that there are people out there that work hard and that are trying to help other people escalate to the level in which we are. And apparently you don't see that. And that upsets me that you're sitting there criticizing other people.
What is she talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
You know what? It's
Did she make,
that you're not on the caviar level.
Was she making any sense when she talked to you? What are you trying to say, ma'am?
The point is that you're
talking
about... All right,
Phil, I think I know what to do. All right, C-A-V-I-A-R. What's it spell?
Your point.
What's it spell?
We already know what it spells.
No.
Come
on, C-A-V-I-A-R.
I already told her.
Are we going to talk about... No.
I
want to
know...
Are we going to talk...
How do you pronounce it?
Caviar.
Yeah,
and I know how to say chandelier
you
and
heard
crepe,
Phil
and
say
yes,
it.
I've eaten it all.
You heard Phil say it. All right, here you go. C-H-A-P-A-I-N.
Champagne.
There
you
go. Very good.
That's not how you spell champagne.
I didn't call up here to have spelling bees.
I understand that, ma'am. Could you hold on for a second so we can take a break? I want to hold you over here. You don't spell champagne that way.
Yeah, but she didn't know that, did she? What a dumbass. Those double wides, that's where she lives.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I can't believe you put a bumper sticker on the front of your restaurant. Says what?
It's not a bumper sticker, Phil. It's a sign.
What does it say?
What, you've tried the rest, now try the best. Ted Bell. I'll tell you, it's really my philosophy. And
all right, hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is with us. He has a new radio show that's going to be starting on many radio stations across the country called How to Act When You're Rich. And basically, it was put together because there's so many people winning the lottery, and they're acting stupid, in your opinion.
Yeah, well, they're not acting stupid, Phil. They're behaving in a way that embarrasses the rest of us who do have money. And, again, you don't want to walk into a party and, you know, sort of be shuffling your feet, wearing an ill-fitting suit. What I'm trying to do is save people years of heartache, years and years of heartache. Time to step up in class. You can learn it the Ted Bell way.
All right, here's Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Sounds like Mr. Bell has more time, you know, ahead of him as far as learning how to not sound like an ass.
And you're obviously somebody who doesn't have money.
Yes, I think I do know money. And
oh, you do?
Why don't you highlight your electric fence to spell J-A-C-K-A-S-S, lives here.
Oh, jackass.
Yeah, oh, boom, great. Boom. You know how to spell and read. Wow.
And why, you don't put a, my kid is a child of the month at such and such school at, on a Mercedes, and I bet you do. I bet you got something on your Mercedes that's something like, my kid's on the honor roll, don't you?
No, as a matter of fact, I do not even drive a Mercedes, nor do I have a child.
Listen, what I'm trying to do is help a lot of people.
Student loan. I'm sorry?
CREPE. What does it say? She doesn't even
I'm
know,
not even
Phil.
Going to comment on this. I have an advanced master's degree, and I don't even feel like I need to convince you that I know how to read words.
Read words, C-R-E-P-E. You don't even know what that is, do you?
No, I'm not even going to
It's crepe. I already said that it's crepe.
I'm not even going to give you the benefit of answering that.
C-H-A-M-P-A-I-N.
I think you still sound like an ass, and I think
Because I'm successful, because I happen to enjoy my success, and what's wrong with teaching people how to spend money once they get it? Do you know, and I made the point at the beginning of the program, we have more millionaires in America today.
I think people should know how to spend their money wisely.
You got a lot of money out there, and the people don't know.
Around your jackpot is not the way to spend money wisely.
Do you have a security system in your home?
Yes, I do.
Of course you do. What's wrong with an electrified fence?
Well, an
because
electrified fence.
It kills innocent cats.
Oh, come on. I'm a big believer in electrified fences for the very reason that there are people who are murdered.
Well, good. I hope you accidentally stick your hand on there.
Uh-huh. And I hope you get murdered in your bed and raped. Thank you.
That's
a very classy thing to say.
What did she just say to me?
He's full of class.
Well, what did she just say to me?
I'm only trying to give you a taste of your own medicine.
I never said anything even remotely cruel to you, and you said you hoped I died
You're
on my own electric
fence.
You're
saying that someone drives in a Jaguar looking like a jackass.
You know what? I hope
like
I find you hanging
you
from my electric
fence.
Go pee on an electric fence.
All right, thank you
I'll
very
pee
much.
On yours, I hope.
Yeah, you guess what? The arcing electricity will fry your thing.
Sounds good. Hardy har har.
What an ass.
All right, thank you. Upper Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
you laugh at people like that, Phil. But
no, I meant laughing at her. Yes,
Mr.
ma'am.
Ted, the people aren't laughing at her. They're laughing at you, sir.
Why are they laughing at me?
They're laughing at you, sir, because you're trying to teach people, like she said, to be a turtle jerk, a total jerk.
A turtle jerk?
Let me put it this way. We can say my 4-year-old can read what crepe is. My 12-year-old, they do not have any money that to say, you know, you're just teaching people to be just as ignorant as you are when it comes to treating people correctly.
All right, let me just spell this. K-A-V-E-E-A-R-E.
Sir, like
K-A-V-E-E-A-R-E.
Sir,
what is
if
that?
If you wanted to sponsor a spelling bee, you might want to go ahead and
see
what
Phil,
children
everybody...
are capable of answering your question.
Well,
we know what crepe is. We know what chandelier is. We're not ignorant. We may not have the money that you have, but, sir, if I had the money you had, I certainly wouldn't be as presumptuous as you
are.
Why
don't you want me to get the information out there? All I'm trying to do is tell these people to hire a lawyer, get an electrified fence, hire undocumented workers, and learn how to pronounce caviar.
First of all, you're asking them to do something illegal.
You're jealous of my money, and it's obvious you are. You're dirt poor by your accent, and you're jealous of my money.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm not jealous of.
Aren't you poor?
I pity you, sir.
You're poor, aren't you?
Do you know,
you are.
Sir?
How much are they getting for flour tortillas down the corner right now?
I could be classified as middle class to poor, but let me tell you what. I've got more class in my pinky than you'll ever have in your whole body.
Well, I've got more class in my pinky than you have in your whole life. Because
how do you pronounce this? S-A-L-S-A. How you're coming across. And it's a shame.
S-A-L-S-A.
It
proves that you're low
class.
That's
a load of it.
It proves that you're
doing.
Low class that you do that. It
exactly.
proves you're low class
you
that you say that on a
telling
show.
Her something
it just
that
proves
was so crude and saying that you hope she gets raped and all.
You,
you
said
so crude,
you she
your
said that she hoped I stick my fat hand in my electric fence.
M-U-N-D-A-N-E.
Do you know how to spell?
Do
you know how to spell B-U-T-T-A-S-S?
Yeah, it's called Ted. Ted. That's what it spells.
Oh, so you think you're smart, huh?
Isn't that something?
I tell you what, I hate you.
Sir, I love you, and I love you because...
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Will you have enough money to retire? Introducing FinancialEngines.com, the online investment advisory service that reviews your 401k and IRA investments and offers specific personalized advice to help you improve your chances of meeting your financial goals. Your investments, your goals. The advice you get is personalized for you. Take control of your financial future with FinancialEngines.com. Log on today for your free 30-day trial. Offer good through June 16th. Cannot be combined with other promotions. AOL keyword, Financial Engines.
You know that adorable 4-year-old who single-handedly transformed your refrigerator into an art gallery? The one with your eyes and his quick wit? The one you'd move mountains for if you could? The one you're going to serve chicken with no hormones and no steroids because you can? Tyson. We're chicken. Quality chicken. Tyson. It's what your family deserves.
One 800 449 8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell on the line with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse and Beverly Hills Automobile Association. A new radio show, How to Act Rich, How to Act When You're Rich, is going to be debuting next month on stations across the country. And basically, you're talking about people who've just won the lottery. Can we make that clear, Ted?
Absolutely, Phil. This program is put together for a lot of these people. They go into wherever they buy their flour tortillas, wherever they go to get their six-pack of MGD or whatever, or these web-based millionaires. These are some of these other guys.
Now, what do you mean by a web-based millionaire?
Well, you've got a lot of this cheap early power that's won a lot of money or got a lot of money here the last few years on Internet businesses, these dot-com businesses. These guys are no more valid millionaires than a lottery winner, okay? Or how about these guys that are winning on the Philbin, on the Philbin deal?
You mean how to be a...
No, who wants to...
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be... See, all of these people need some education. Number one, for anybody out there who's made a lot of money, Red Lobster is a franchise restaurant, okay? It's not fine dining. And I don't know how many people... I wish I had a nickel for every person who has just made a lot of money, see, in the stock market or whatever. How about we have some dinner at Red Lobster? I'm going, what do you think that's... And, well, you know, they got lobster, steak and lion. I'm going... Red Lobster is where people take their families. Guys that drive Camaros take their girlfriends there for a Friday night, for a big night. That's a big night for a guy in a Camaro, Red Lobster, okay? No. You don't go there.
Wow. God, are you judgmental.
I beg your pardon?
God, are you judgmental. Guy goes to Red Lobster, and all of a sudden he's slumming?
No, it's a great restaurant. It's not fine dining. Do you get what I'm saying?
All right. Just to me, it sounds as if you're just judging a lot of people.
By the way, this whole deal, I got to personalize. I'm not judgmental, Phil. I'm Ted Bell. I'm rich. That's the difference. I'm not judgmental. I'm Ted Bell. I'm rich.
And what does your personalized license plate say?
I'm Ted Bell.
It actually says I'm Ted Bell.
Right.
Huntington Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Huntington Beach. Hello.
Ted.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Yes. I would like to ask you a question.
Yeah, Ted Bell here, ma'am.
Okay, you know, I commend you for getting as far as you have in life, but why do you want to get on the air and flaunt?
I'm not flaunting. I notice that there are a lot of people out there who are coming into enormous amounts of money.
Absolutely.
And they don't know how to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let them be. Let them make the mistakes, for God's sake.
No. What?
Let them do what they want to do.
So they go twirling around town in their new, you know, BMW that's much too small for them, and they wear their silly clothing.
So?
And they go into places where I know people.
So?
And they embarrass me.
Well, then
okay?
don't go in them places.
What do you know about it anyway?
What do I know about?
See, I'm Ted Bell. I have money. Do you?
Well, BFD.
Well,
I'm Huntington Beach, and I have money.
Huntington Beach isn't money. Newport Beach, that's money. Huntington Beach is not money.
Doesn't matter where you live.
To all of you people listening nationally, Huntington Beach is not money.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay? Well, I got news for you.
Well, I got news for you.
I have money. I have money.
It doesn't sound like it to me.
Oh, really?
All right, ma'am, thanks. Here is Indianapolis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, my grandfather was a multimillionaire in Indiana.
By the way, she was saying really just like that fag comb-over boy.
Right.
He had an eighth-grade education, and he always raised us that if you really had money, you never know it. And the people who are flashing the pants driving BMWs
your grandfather?
And Porsches, who's my grandfather.
Who's he?
He is Arthur C. Bradley. He was in Forbes Fortune Top 500 in 1945.
I never heard of him.
Well, then you haven't heard of anybody from the Midwest, then, because he was the largest sugar brokerage.
He was broker.
He was the largest sugar brokerage in the Midwest.
Honey,
in the 30s and the 40s.
Baby, I'm talking about movie money. That's the money
I'm talking about good, hard-earned money, and you don't have to have education to get it. And let me tell you something else. He always said, the people who have money, you never know it. And people who are flashy with a BMW and
this
a Ford,
is all based on something
them,
that Grandpappy told you on his knee.
Them,
I'm talking about cold, hard facts.
Well, what the hell do you call hard-earned farming money?
Hard-earned farming money?
Farming money.
Oh, look,
and
I'm not talking
what?
About
my
making a few dollars by selling the eggs on a stand down by the road. I'm talking about wearing your high-button shoes. I'm talking about big-time independent movie money.
Well, what do you
and how
do
to
you
act when you walk through it? How do you walk through a door?
Man, let me tell you something.
No,
my
really,
father drove a my grandfather drove an old pickup truck, and he was had his own chain of banks. Who cares if you're a movie star and you drive a damn Porsche?
Let me ask you, did
that's
Grandpa
what
buy
my
you
grandfather would call a penny millionaire.
Let me
people
ask you,
who really have it don't flaunt it.
Did your grandpa buy you a mullet cut and your double wide?
I don't.
Look, here's
I
what
in
I
a
want.
Double
here's
wide.
What
my
I'm talking about.
My grandfather actually lived in a very large estate.
Do you enter a room or do you walk into it? Do you
excuse
enter?
Me?
Do you enter a room or
we
do you walk?
We walk in a room.
I enter it. See, that's the difference between Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell.
You're just a flash in a pan.
Flash in
a
pan?
You ain't somebody with real money. You're a fake.
I'm Ted Bell. I happen to be Ted Bell, okay?
You're a fake.
Ted Bell believes. Ted, I'm a fake?
You're a fake.
Then I'm $50 million worth of fake.
You're a real money.
How do you pronounce C-A-V-I-A-R?
You know what? You
yep,
are just
don't
preposterous.
Know. Another one that doesn't know.
You're too preposterous.
That's everybody
you know,
knows.
You don't flaunt it. You're
how do you
a
pronounce,
millionaire.
How do you pronounce C-H-A-N-D-L-Y-E-R?
J-E-R-K, jerk? Do
what
you
is
know
that?
That?
How do you spell
know,
it again?
You know, you really have no class
no,
no
ma'am,
money
I'm talking
people
about
people who flaunt it are nobody.
Do you have an electrified fence or do you not?
No, I don't have electrified fence. Who needs them?
You got to keep the creeps out.
I wish I had electric cattle prod to shock you right in the butt.
You would like to touch
maybe
my butt, wouldn't you?
Maybe that would jolt you back into reality.
You would. You'd like to touch my butt, wouldn't you?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, you just said
no,
so.
No, because you're a big old joke.
I'm a big old joke.
Shock some sense into you. You're just a joke.
Darling, I'm talking to I'm very
I'm
excited
talking about
to ask
real money doesn't flaunt
I never in my
it.
Whole life. What a disservice. Mr. Henry, you're doing a disservice.
How am I
no,
doing
you're
a disservice?
Disservice
because you're letting all of these
people with real money don't flaunt it.
This lady had a grandpa that made money in the sugar business, and now he's where? He's died?
Well, of course
get off
he's
the
died,
fridge.
But the family's gone on. We have
look
a
at
whole
your grandfather.
Bank.
Well, your grandfather's the guy that invented putting a refrigerator on the porch. Okay?
No.
And all I want you to do is move your Camaro off the lawn, listen to what it is that I've got to say.
Okay, oh. Ted. All of the crap you're saying about, what do you mean a refrigerator on the porch?
I'm talking
about some old
guy. He's
talking about himself. He's
myself,
got a truck
yeah, right.
parked in the front lawn. It's all broken down. And he just wants to impress people and act like he's got money. He really drives a rental BMW.
Ted Bell
don't
doesn't
have the
do
money.
Ted
to
Bell
buy one.
Ted Bell doesn't do that.
Thank
oh,
you, ma'am.
Yes.
Ted Bell
you
doesn't.
You don't even have the money to buy a BMW.
I've got
that's
a BMW,
the car
okay.
of your dreams. You go pay $29.95 and rent it from Budget.
Boy, I wish I was in Indianapolis.
Oh, why? Because that you can make a bigger joke of yourself?
I'd go
oh, up, my God.
I'd go to your house and just do stuff to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you are so full of it.
I would.
Oh, you're so full of it. Do stuff to me like how? What? Get real common sense on how to have money and how to treat people with respect?
I push
that
your
don't, that people don't have to be highly intelligent. And, oh, my God, I've got a BMW and a Porsche.
I'd like to hike your skirt over your
oh,
hips.
You're
okay.
So full of it. You wouldn't get
thank
near
you.
Me. I wouldn't let a joke near me. You know why? Because you're a retard.
You turned me on.
Jesus, Bell. Are you trying to make sense with these people or not?
Yes, I am. You get somebody calling from Indiana. Man. This isn't Hoosiers, you know, with Dennis Hopper, okay? I'm trying to give some information.
Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Ted, I'm very curious. What restaurant is it that you own?
Ted's in Beverly Hills. Steakhouse.
Ted's in Beverly Hills, right.
Yeah.
Right. And what makes you the authority on telling people how to behave and how to act rich when you, you know, just came into new money?
You people who buy your lottery tickets, okay?
Don't refer to me as you people.
Well,
okay, I have money. You don't need to talk to me.
Yeah, you got money because you hit the pick six, right?
No, I have money because my family. I'm 21. You're right. I have none of my own money.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about. When did your dad hit?
Because they came from, the Midwest.
When did your father hit Powerball? When?
I'm
what
sorry?
Year? When did your dad win at Powerball? What year?
What is Powerball?
It's the lottery that your father entered in Nebraska.
See, my dad never won the lottery. He came from nothing, and I have everything now. Yeah, I go to USC. I drive a BMW. I'm the luckiest girl. I have everything I could ever want.
Then you and I understand each other.
No, don't. Please don't put us on the same level, Ted. Like, I really honestly feel I have a lot more maturity and a lot more to offer than the petty things that you're throwing out on the air.
That you and I come from the same kind of money, and these people are trying to usurp our position. They're acting like fools in expensive restaurants.
You know what? At first, I'll have to tell you, and I'll be real honest with you. It was a problem for me because I was like, ew, they haven't had money their whole lives.
How dare they walk in this restaurant and act like an ass? That's what I'm saying.
But then it's people like you who have money, who get on the air and who say things like this, make us look just as bad.
That is totally odd.
You're totally embarrassed. You're embarrassed by these people who have new money, Ted, and if they're not good enough, it's the people.
You said the magic word there. When you said you walked into a restaurant and you saw some of these people come into the restaurant who were new money and you went, ooh.
That is the rallying cry of every rich man or woman in Beverly Hills.
That's our rallying cry. Ooh.
Ted, I go out in Beverly Hills, and I go out with the best of the best as well, and I have a lot of friends in that circle of friends.
Do you know some of the people that I know? Do you know the people I know?
I don't know who you know, Ted. Do you really want to play the name game? Because that's not what your argument's about.
Do you want to know who I know?
I don't, Ted, honestly, it's not important to me. But what I'm saying is...
I know people.
Ted, that's great. I do, too, but that's not important. It's who you are and not who everybody else that you know is.
I'm going to take a roll of the dice here. I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to take a chance. All right? You ready?
Sure, Ted.
Do you want to meet for a drink?
I would love to meet you for a drink, Ted.
You would, wouldn't you?
I would love to meet you for a drink.
I'd like you to come.
Just to see what a jackass you are. Ted, I honestly am so embarrassed for you.
She's interested in me. You're interested
in me.
Ted,
I'm embarrassed for you.
Why are you interested?
You know why this conversation interests me? And I have to tell you, I just started listening to KFI like 2 months ago.
Right.
And this has really intrigued me because you have repeatedly said, you know, people like me and those people, those new money people. Well, Ted,
when did you
come into money, Ted?
Let me tell you when I came into money. Back when I was 17, my father, he put a cashier's check in my account for $20 million, and he said, I want you to do something with that. I'm worth $25 million today. And
Ted,
Your father gave you $20 million, right?
Yeah.
And now, 30 years later, you're worth $25 million.
Ted, my dad wouldn't give it to me, Ted. He would show me what the meaning of earning a dollar is. Exactly.
I'd like
what
he you to come
me.
To Ted's
Since
of Beverly
day
Hills.
One, Ted.
I'd like you to come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'll buy you a drink. We'll have a steak. Now, I got to tell you something. And because I'm wealthy, I do require this of women that go out with me, all right? You must have sex with me tonight. But I want you to understand something. I mean that in the most respectful way.
Ted, I don't understand how anything out of your mouth has been respectful at all. And some women who have called in
haven't really been
attacking you, but you've turned it into this argument.
No, that lady told me that she wished I died in my electric five
fence. How old are you, Ted?
I'm 50 years old. Hey, hold on. Before you start saying, oh, it's too old for me,
I bring the lumber. Are you in the same caliber as I am, Ted? Can you keep up with me?
I'm Ted Bell.
You know, because everything's handed to me on a silver platter.
I'm Ted Bell.
You're Ted Bell.
Yeah.
I've never heard of you.
Bring some of your girlfriends.
You know, I don't think my girlfriends would be real impressed either.
I got to tell you something, okay? If you're not impressed by $25 million, I don't know what's going to crush you, okay?
Ted, that doesn't compare to some of the people that I go to school with.
I mean, you don't get it.
It's like...
Let me jump in here. This is Phil Henry. The last woman from Indianapolis, you said you wanted to go to her house and hike her skirt over her hips. Now you're saying this girl's got to have sex with you.
Like, what is this?
It's 5:45. I got to line something up, okay?
Ted.
It's 5:45. I got to line...
This is absolutely...
You are
ridiculous.
Out of line, Ted, okay?
Ted, honestly...
It is natural for a rich man to want to bed a 21-year-old college co-ed. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's totally normal. And I, you know, I think you're missing a great shot here. But okay, if you say no, you say no.
Okay, hey, Ted.
You want to go for it?
I really apologize. I think we've gotten off the track of your.
Are you in a sorority?
I'm going to have a lotto show and teach everyone how to spend their money.
Are you in a sorority?
You know, get over the embarrassment, Ted. If you own a restaurant and they embarrass you when they come into your restaurant, you say, I'm sorry. I have the right to refuse service. Be mature, be adult about it, and get on with your life.
All right, I want to ask a question.
Don't go home and sulk about this new money person who just won the lotto and came in and doesn't know how to use
that's
their
true.
Money?
That's true, but I got to ask Phil Hendry. I got to ask Phil Hendry a question.
What?
You told me that if I got a radio show, that I'd get more ass than a rental car, and now all of a sudden that
I did not tell you that.
Yeah, who the hell
I never
told you
said
that?
I never told
Phil
you.
And he doesn't say that.
Bull crap, because I heard Phil Hendry told me that, and now I've got a radio show. Did you hear that? And I have $25 million, and I asked you to go to bed with me, and you said no. How dare you? I'm Ted Bell. And
Ted, you got a lot to learn. And oh, by
Ted,
the way,
guess what? That's what? Like me telling you, how dare you don't want to go to bed with me?
And
I'm this 21.
By the way, Ted, you're married.
Girl,
I'm what?
And, you're married.
Oh,
and I have everything,
it.
And I don't
Never
need
mind.
Your money, Ted. I have my own.
He hung up.
He's unbelievable.
Right. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Previously on the Phil Hendry Show. All right, now, the lady in San Bernardino, I wanted to get clear here. You were the secretary, ma'am, for which doctor?
Well, I wasn't going to mention his
name. Well, you don't have to say his name, but you were involved somehow in the revolutionary transplantation of the baboon heart.
I was secretary to him for quite some time until they built the surgery library.
Now, let me ask you a question.
And I became the surgery library.
Let me ask the lady a question.
Just let
me ask. I've got to ask you a question.
But
did you sleep with a black man?
You're crazier than holy I don't know what. I happen to know the wife of this doctor very well, and for you to say anything like that is the most appalling, insulting, sickening.
The lady's answer is no.
I've ever heard in my life.
The lady's answer is no, Pastor.
I simply asked if she got the idea for baboon transplantation from a black doctor.
No. No way in heck.
You had never slept with a black man.
She answered that question.
How sickening, how revolting. I can't think of anything more repulsive than that.
That sleeping with a black man?
That's right.
I can think a lot more.
Okay, now that's not necessary, Reverend.
Your head you know what? Phil,
you're a racist,
Phil,
lady. You're a racist.
Phil,
you're a racist.
Phil,
you're a racist.
Phil.
You're a racist.
Phil.
Racist.
Phil.
Racist.
Phil, may
okay,
I say
yes,
something?
I'm right here.
There is a place several miles out on Highland Avenue that I'm sure
is a nut house.
Has a vacant bed for him. It's called
Patton. You are laughing at me, and you know
yes.
something, ma'am? The black man is used to be laughed at.
Oh,
we've been laughed at for 500 years, but I will tell you
you're
something
sick.
Right now.
Why don't you come out here to
Open
Patton?
The baboon
you belong
heart.
There.
You think I'm nuts, but
you
belong
in Patton.
First, you like jazz?
You like
jazz?
I prefer opera, thank you.
You like rock and roll?
I said I prefer opera.
But you shake your ass to rock and roll,
I said
don't
I
you?
Prefer opera.
I bet you anything you
I
can.
I said I prefer opera. End of conversation.
You drive?
If
you drive?
Don't mind,
traffic lights.
You are... Phil,
no, I'm not crazy, man.
Phil,
I know you
Phil,
slept with you. There's a black man you
Phil,
slept with, and I know...
Yes, ma'am, I'm right
will
here.
Will you cut him or me
Be quiet.
Off? Because... He is making my stomach turn.
All right, ma'am, I just want to be clear about something, because the Reverend asked you. You've never had a relationship with a black man.
I would rather die.
Oh, so you're a racist.
No, I'm not a racist, because
you
my
hate...
mother was quite ill, and the
well,
best
what do you mean you'd rather die?
The best care that was given to her
she
was by
black,
black
man
women.
Put some rock and roll, you'd shake your ass, and you know
I
that.
I don't
Well,
let me
ask you, do you think it's sickening, the idea of interracial sex?
I certainly do.
Oh, okay. I had a black
Absolutely.
Girlfriend once.
Absolutely.
She don't like you, Phil, because she thinks that's
it's
sickening.
It's appalling.
I agree
and
with you.
And I only like...
You agree with this lady?
I totally agree with her. I wouldn't sleep with a white woman on a bet.
I only like opera. I used to
like
sing
opera.
Before
I don't think you know
voice.
One opera record. Name me one opera record.
Well, how about La Tosca? I used to sing, I was in
Bull
Tosca,
crap.
And I sang
Lisa
Darcy
from,
La Tosca.
That's ripped
I
off
sang
from a black
Musetta's
man.
Waltz from La Boheme.
Yeah, it's
now,
ripped off
you
from a black man.
More?
That's ripped off from a black man.
What is La Boheme?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is not.
Bull crap. Beethoven was a mulatto.
Tell Luciano Pavarotti that.
Beethoven is nothing but a curly-headed Sicilian anyway.
Oh,
he's part nigger, too.
And I don't want to hear that word, okay?
Sick.
I don't.
What, that Pavarotti's part nigger?
I don't want to hear that.
Sick.
Thank you, ma'am.
This man is sick.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.